International Bible Studies. Lesson for May 8, 2022. Hope for the future. Key verse: I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Romans 8 verse 18. Selected Scripture. Romans 8 verse 18 through 30. Although the effects of sin have been in existence since the dawn of mankind's history, the gospel, or good news, that God has a plan to eliminate unrighteousness was revealed during Old Testament times. The scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, "In thee shall all nations be blessed." Galatians 3 verse 8. The means or method by which this will be accomplished is through the seed of Abraham. Genesis 12 verse 1 through 3, 28 verse 14. Many notable individuals of the Old Testament had faith that a righteous government would be established during their lifetime. However, it was the divine purpose that its fulfillment would be realized during God's kingdom under the leadership of Christ and His church. Hebrews 11 verse 39 and 40. Galatians 3 verse 29. Consecrated followers of our Lord Jesus have been invited to participate in this wonderful arrangement for the future by fulfilling the required conditions. If children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. Romans 8 verse 17. Our key verse asserts that the difficult trials we experience during our earthly sojourn pale in comparison to the future glory and high exaltation we will receive if proven faithful unto death. Revelation 2 verse 10. How encouraging it is, therefore, to realize that all our present troubles and sorrows as we strive to emulate our Master's walk will pale compared with the honors that await us for enduring patiently the testing that God permits. There will be a wonderful and glorious outcome for us personally, as well as for all mankind, when Satan is no longer the ruler of this present evil world. An important lesson to be appreciated and internalized by the people of God is that receiving His favor does not exempt us from problems in this sinful world. Sometimes, as we experience distress, it is difficult for our flesh to accept it as something overruled by the Lord for our eternal spiritual welfare. Yet we are assured that all things work together for the good of those who are called and chosen, however much our flesh may quake as unanticipated trials occur. Indeed, we are promised tribulations in the world, but that in Christ we would have peace. Romans 8 verse 28. John 14 verse 27, 16 verse 33. We may at times equate peace with the absence of trouble and feel that trials are not good for us. Nevertheless, we are to meditate upon and claim the precious promises of Scripture which provide assurance that the captain of our salvation will lead us to our desired haven. He loves us and has provided an example for us to follow which will strengthen us in every trial we may encounter. Truly, what a friend we have in Jesus, our great burden bearer. Romans 8 verse 10 through 28. How reassuring is our conviction that if we continue to obey righteous precepts and principles outlined in the Scriptures, we shall receive God's choicest blessings that will be granted to those who prove to be more than overcomers. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. Romans 8 verse 31 and 37.